USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest suburbs of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, and as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As Texas continues to struggle following this week's winter storms, the state's farmers are trying to find ways to deal with the damage that they suffered. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller tells Fox News that Texas farmers are resilient, but the storm hit them particularly hard.
Our farmers really took it hard, you know, pouring out milk. You don't get a lower price than zero on your milk, except you actually, it's a hazard, so you have to pay somebody to, you know, to get rid of it. But we've lost the chicken houses went down, the hatcheries, the little chicks froze to death, the incubators, they were cut off heat there, so those eggs won't hatch. And another problem we're still having, since we're not going to have the gas back on till Tuesday, our feed mills can't generate any, make any feed batches. So our dairies are out of feed, right. Chicken houses are running out of feed. Feedlots, you know, equine facilities. I've got my people out. We're working real hard, you know, to find feed and hay.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Actress Olivia Munn helps police catch a bad guy. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
The actress is friends with a man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday, and Munn says it's due in part to the internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And one of the most well-known celebrity power couples are calling it quits. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.